Shogger, some new faces tonight. One in the NHL in McLeod, one on the blue line in Kulikov, who will play a 720th game, so very different. But kind of curious to see how they match up, and a little bit easier for McLeod because of the absence of Lowry and Ehlers.
No kidding. Man, Winnipeg, that's a big bite out of their lineup, hey? And just key critical players in important parts of their lineup. So, yeah, easier night for Kulikov, easier night for all the Oilers. This is a big advantage for them, you know, to be reasonably healthy. I mean, obviously they're missing Cassian and Kara, but to have all their main guys and go up against the Jets in a game this important with them banged up, they got to take advantage of this, man. And we all know what this means, you know, how close these two are. There's home ice advantage, likely playoff opponents. Should be fun, and it'll be interesting to see how McLeod looks right out of the hotel room, a couple of ice times, and boom, get her going, kiddo. Like, that's not a lot of time to get the lungs feeling better, but, yeah, he's young and spry, so we'll see him. Keep him short. Hey, I bet his shift length averages about 42 seconds tonight.
Just skate out of one end of the bench and skate right into the other. You know, just, hey, great for a shift. Thanks. That was a good one.
Didn't make any mistakes.
Now, Shogri, you and I are kind of beating the drum of getting the McLeod on the wing, and, you know, maybe with the injuries and stuff, he's now at center. But, you know, is there a better landing spot than he could drop in between two pretty, you know, pretty simple, savvy vets in Archibald and Shore?
I mean, I think it's I think they're appropriate line mates for him, right? Because, like, Shore lately, his game has been pretty consistent and pretty predictable, and he tends to play, you know, reasonably mistake-free, just a smart game that makes him usable. And then Archibald skates fast and hits hard, and I think the pace in his game will match nicely with McLeod. So hopefully as he sees this this little right winger blitzing around out there, finishing checks and skating fast, that'll empower him, and he'll do the same. And if they can, they can use their speed to get in on the forecheck and, you know, maybe turn some pucks over, create the odd scoring chance. But I don't view them as a line that is likely to give a lot up, and that's going to make things more comfortable for McLeod, because I would imagine, Streddy, there's nothing worse in your first game or week in the league to be coming back to the bench knowing you just given up two or three pretty good scoring chances the other way early on in your tenure, right? And they're going to help him insulate against that.
Oh, yeah, and they're going to be, like, those guys, they're going to talk to them. I mean, they're going to be talking to them all the time, and you always see it. Like, the energy in a room for a guy's first game is just awesome. Not a first game in your new team, but a first game in the NHL. And I think that when you look at Archibald, like, he just seems like a good guy. Like, he wants him to do well, because then it means that he does well, right? You know, like, you need your sentiment going. So I just look at it as a great opportunity to go in there. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, I love the idea of what McLeod could be. A big, you know, guy that takes up space, that can skate, and maybe, you know, can score some or create some chances offensively. And so I don't know that he's going to put the team on his shoulder tonight, but, you know, I'm interested to see what he looks like against NHL competition, because really we haven't seen that since, what was the last training camp, I think.
Yeah, no, I agree. And what would you guys think? Like, I'm not going to try and compare him to anybody because we want to watch him play. But I kind of view him like his draft position, the space he's taking up in the organization. He feels a little bit Pitlick-like, doesn't he? You know, a guy that wasn't a first-rounder, but was close. Who, prospect-wise, I mean, moved decent. Early on in his tenure, showed really well in some training camps and got some looks, you know, got noticed. Had to spend some time in the American Hockey League, and the thing with Pitlick is I think Pitlick was one of those guys that was better in the NHL than he was in the American League for some reason, for whatever reason, the pace of the game or the way it went. We saw that with a few guys. So I wonder trajectory-wise and player-wise how he would compare to a player like that.
Well, I remember my first training camp here with the Oilers. Pitlick had just been drafted. And I remember thinking, who is this guy? Like, this guy can play, right? Because he does fit a similar role, you know, big guy that can skate. And I think Pitlick, from what I hear, was more physical than McLeod at a similar age. But I think that the fact that he's a center, I think there's just a little more upside here. So that's why I'm really interested in what he can do.
Yeah, I think Pitlick's a really low bar, if I'm being honest. Pitlick's second year in the American League, he had 3 goals and 10 points in 44 games. McLeod's second year, he's got 14 goals, 28 points in 28 games. So he's been an infinitely better.
His game translated better at the NHL. He was better in the NHL than he was in the American Hockey League for whatever reason. Yeah, I'm not drawing a direct comparison. I'm just thinking about kind of where Pitlick was among the prospect base on his in the organization when he came along. There were guys that were better prospects, but he was still reasonably high drafted and earned himself a look. And so it's another homegrown talent that the Oilers are going to get a chance to peel the lid off here at the NHL level and see what they got.
You look at the opportunity now for Edmonton with the injuries to the Winnipeg Jets. And the Oilers, they're coming off. They've had three pretty long breaks here in the last month due to COVID and other things. So now they get into a stretch 4-6 this week, 4-6 next week, and then they finish up the following week with three games in the last week of the season, which is a pretty lax schedule overall. But I look at Edmonton now, and with these injuries to Winnipeg, home ice advantage, I know some people say it doesn't matter. I'm strongly disagreeing. When I look at the record of teams across the league on home ice this year, like the Oilers started out terrible, 1-4, but since then they're 13-4 on home ice. Like, home ice matters, and I think the Oilers desperately want it.
Well, did you hear Tippett when I asked? Because I asked him that yesterday, I think, on all these practice days are blending into one another. I asked him about it recently, and he actually said, no, I think it's diminished this year, the idea of home ice advantage because of the fans. Now that's what he's saying, but I agree with you, Gregs. I mean, home ice advantage in the first round of the playoffs in a matchup that features this many star players and potential matchups, I think it's huge. Get to sleep in your own bed more often, which the players will like. Last change, just little tiny advantages here and there in a series that I think would be a pretty tight series. I think you'll take any one of those little advantages that you can get. So, yeah, I think they're downplaying it a little bit, and they all have been. Of course, they're going to say they want it, but they're not making a huge deal of it, because then if you don't get it, then what are you going to say? But I agree with you, Gregs. I think I asked Tippett today about if this game takes on a different temperature, a different feeling, because this is the first time they're playing each other where they're pretty much guaranteed to be playing each other in the playoffs now. And this is the first game where that has been the case. And I just wonder if that isn't evident in the temperature of the game and the pace of play and the desperation level. We've seen a couple of games recently that look like playoff hockey. I'd be surprised if it wasn't the same tonight, hey?
Yeah, I don't think it'll be as physical. Like those games against the Habs were just like, I think of what Weber was doing to Leon. I mean, I haven't seen Leon be treated like that in his career. You guys are maybe, you see things when you're at the games more than I do, but that was just violence. I don't, like, there's no defenseman on Winnipeg that's going to treat Leon like that. Adam Lowry is out there, but is out. He's not without him, like, Wheeler's not dirty. Shifley's not dirty. I mean, Nate Thompson, he, in his position, he tries to play hard, but there's no one. I don't think they're going to be as all even close to dirty as that Montreal game. That was nasty.
Yeah, and when I say playoff style, I mean, I don't necessarily mean running each other through the boards and stuff. I just think there's a different pace of play and an elevated sense of urgency. Yeah. And we saw lots of hockey in the bubble last year that was important playoff hockey that wasn't a ton of hitting, but it was good, fast-paced hockey. I guess what I'm saying, Strudy, is I'd be surprised if it felt like these teams were a little lackluster tonight. I mean, there's a lot on the line, and they're likely setting the table for a playoff series, and I think that there would be a good level, sense of urgency and pace of play tonight, I would think.
Yeah, no, I have no doubt about that. I was joined by Ryan Rashog. Shocker, one last one for you. What area of the Oilers game would you like to see them dial in this last, whatever, let's call it dozen games as they head into what will most likely, as you mentioned, a playoff first round against the Jets?
Yeah, good question. I mean, we haven't seen them play enough, really, and they've been winning lots of games. They haven't been losing back-to-back games. They're finding different ways to win games. I think maybe being able to control what they do early on in games is something that this team isn't great at right now. We're hearing a lot of post-game comments from Tippett saying he didn't like their start. And I think if you want to take charge of your own destiny in the playoffs, you need to start on time. So I think maybe that would be maybe a smaller thing, Struds. I don't know if you're looking bigger picture, but I think you need to be a group that comes out and dictates the way you want to play the game right from the first face-off, and just be a group that can do that no matter what. And I don't believe this Oilers group has that tool, in their tool pouch right now. I think they're still a little beholden to, you know, however the first few shifts go, and they're not really great at locking that down.
Well, it'll be interesting to watch tonight and Wednesday. I think no question the Oilers need a better start tonight than they've had the last few games against Montreal, and we'll see if they have a break fatigue or break excitement tonight. We'll enjoy it, Shager. Talk to you tomorrow.